Prodigal child is my name. I'm coming home filled with shame. Hear me, Father, today. Please don't turn me away. All I wanted was what I prayed. Played the fool, I went astray. Ignoring you when you said to me that you know what's best for me. I dare not even ask anything. Standing here in your presence, no. Selfishly, I've done it before, and heartbreak was my lesson. So all I'm gonna do is worship you in truth. Lord, I love you, I adore you, I give glory and honor to you. Now when the words won't come, what to pray for me? It's your Holy Spirit that intercedes. Now let your spirit speak, cause my life is on the line, and you got what I need, yeah. No longer will I do it my own way, so I give my heart, my mind, and my soul to you this day. Now let the words of my mouth and the thoughts that I think be acceptable unto you.
Asking for the things that you want instead of what the Father wants for you, it goes on to tell you how you ought to pray. It simply says this:
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
As we look at Luke 18 and verse 13, we find the publican saying, Lord, God be merciful unto me, a sinner. God be merciful unto me, a sinner. So we want to, as we consider the victim of sin and also help, I'm a sinner, we want to point out that ask this question, and that is, I mean, where do you go when you need help? Where do you go when you need some assistance? Amen. Where do you go when you need a big favor? Who do you call? Do you call the law? Do you call a loved one? Do you call a lifeguard? or do you call the Lord? Do you call 911? Do you call AAA? Man, do you call Ghostbusters? I don't know. It depends on what the need is. And so the aim of our sermon is for us to go to the doctor. Because if you're a victim, if you've been victimized, then you may, whether it's physical or psychological, need some help. And that's what we need. Could be spiritual. Say, help. I'm a sinner. And so we've just looked at the Pharisee and we found out that he prayed and he was puffed up. And we've looked at prayer and we've looked at the Pharisee, and now we look at the publican. The publican, the Bible tells us that the publican, he came in, as Jesus had given us this parable. He said the publican would not even as so much, amen, lift his eyes toward heaven. The Bible tells us that he said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He acknowledged who God was and admitted who he was. Amen. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. When he came in, he looked down. Amen. Amen. He kept his distance, unlike the Pharisee who stood in the holy place. But the Bible tells us that the publican, in verse 13, was standing afar off. Amen. He was out in the vestibule, so to speak. He was not even up near the Holy of Holies. And he was, he kept his distance, and he was, he had his head down. He couldn't even lift his eyes, and he was despised. Amen. He was the one who was despised, and he despised himself. And he here is in despair, and to be in despair is, amen, to have a complete lack of hope in oneself. It is a complete lack of hope that he has, lack of hope he has in himself. And so he is conditioned, and he says, God, be merciful unto me, a sinner. So we see his plea. His plea is for help. His plea is that he needs help. Help, be merciful unto me, a sinner. Now, this is interesting because God didn't hear a sinner's prayer. They knew that in Jesus' day in Acts. John, chapter 9, verse 31, when they were talking about a sinner that Jesus had healed, they said, well, we know God didn't hear the prayer of a sinner. So they knew, the belief was that God didn't even hear sinners' prayers. And this guy prays a prayer that is what is needed. It is the first prayer that every sinner must pray. And that is for salvation, to be merciful. Mercy is when God don't give us what we deserve. He knows that he has been a criminal and he has been unfair in his business. And he says, Lord, be merciful unto me, a sinner. And what he's doing is he's crying out. He's crying out for mercy. He knows that what he needs is he needs mercy. And And he is, what he's asking for, being a Jew, is that he knows that a mercy seat is necessary for forgiveness of sin. He knows that blood is necessary. And that's why you find Jesus saying in Matthew 26:28, this is my blood. This is my blood that is shed for many for the remission of sins. We've already said that remission means it means to separate the sin from the sinner. And he's aware that he has to be holy in the eyesight of God, or someone has to pay for his sins. And so he's saying, Lord, be merciful unto me, a sinner. And he's aware that he needs a mercy seat before he can go into the presence of Almighty God. He knows that he's a sinner, so he knows he needs some mercy. And so that's what he does, is he asks for some mercy. You remember the mercy seat that in Exodus 25:22, that mercy seat, that little box that was overlaid with gold and had two cherubims with their arms stretched out touching each other, and they were looking down at the mercy seat. They were looking for the blood. And God told them in the Old Testament that this is where I'm going to commune with you. This is where I'm going to talk to you, between the mercy seat. And this is what he's looking for. He's aware of this. And it is a seat of propitiation, which means reconciliation. It is conciliatory when it comes to the sinner and to God, who is holy. In 1 John 2:2, he talks about that mercy. He talks about that propitiation, that word there. He says that God is the forgiveness. Amen. Not only, amen, for us, but it's for the whole world. God forgives the whole world. Amen. And so he says that God is the one. He is the one that who provides the mercy. And he makes the statement, I need some mercy. And so I know that if I'm going to get into the presence of God, I've got to see some blood. And so he sees the blood. And so as he goes now to, he recognizes that he needs the mercy seat. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to recognize that we need some mercy. And the truth is that the Pharisee talked about folks' problem, but he didn't talk about the source of the problem. He talked about the people being extortioners. Amen. Who robbed people, and unjust persons who were bad business practices, and those who were adulterers, and those who cheated, He talked about the symptoms, but he didn't talk about the source of the problem. And what this man recognizes is that I recognize the source of my problem is sin. He says, it's not that I have sin. In verse, he says, God be merciful to me, a sinner. So he calls himself a sinner. He identifies himself as a sinner. And that is what God wants. He wants us to understand that we are sinners. Amen. God wants us to understand to deal with the source of the problem, not just with the symptoms. God wants to forgive us of our sins. And so what we find is he talks about sin. And ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that sin is the worst thing that ever happened to the world. Sin is the worst thing that ever happened to the world. Because what sin did was, sin made evil common. Sin made evil common. And now the impact of sin, we see that it has made evil common. It's normal to do evil. It's not natural to do evil because there are those without natural affections, but it's not natural, but it is normal. And that's what sin did. It made evil common. Amen. It is common for us to lie. Isn't that bad? It is common for us to be selfish, to want our way. It is common for us to only like our own kind. When we think about how we are naturally, normally, it is something that sin has made normal. It is something that sin has made common. Sin made bad things common. It is common for children to not listen. It's common for people to hurt other people when they can't get their way. Being selfish. It's just some bad things in the world that are just common. It's common for people to hurt one another. It is common it's a normal thing that when you're in trouble to lie your way out of it. Sin made evil common. Common for bad things to happen. Sin is around. Sin is in the world. Sin is here. For some, cheating is common. If you're not controlled by the Holy Spirit, amen. It is common for celebrities to fool with the band members, for bosses to run off with the secretary. It is common for folk to drift in a marriage. it's not even surprising. It's common. Satan will make you be attracted in the wrong direction, and it can ruin your life. And the things that are good, you have to be taught, but the things that are common, amen, people commonly will hurt one another. And that's what evil did. Sin made evil common. And it's bad because now it's become the norm, and it happens automatically without you even know that you're doing it. So that means that we are, you know, victimized because it's common to make mistakes. Bad mistakes. Isn't that bad? You can make some mistakes that you regret you ever made. But it's common to make mistakes. It's common to hate enemies since they hate you. It's common to get even. It's common to do those things that God don't want us to do. Sin is in the world. And now doing bad is a common thing. And so we have to recognize that This man said, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. Forgive me. I made mistakes. Please don't judge me. Please don't rake me over the coals. Please. Amen. Give me a break, because I'm a sinner. And the things that I'm doing now are common. And I've tried. Amen. To dot all my I's and cross all my T's. I've tried to walk the straight and narrow, but I've fallen on my face, and it's common. Amen. I am a sinner. Amen. I am a sinner. I am a victim of sin. It's common for me to like those who like me and like my own race. It's common. So that means that the things that I do, I'm a victim of. So we need to learn how to have more mercy on persons who are sinners. And we are all sinners. We just read of a man who's the number one church leader, and he was a sinner. He didn't even get into heaven. So we must learn how to treat sinners, because they are victims, and they are victims of sin. I'm not a racist, I'm a victim. I'm not a liar, I'm a victim. I'm not a cheater, I'm a victim. I'm not low down, I'm a victim. So have mercy on me. Don't judge me. Don't rake me over the coals. Don't hurt me. Last thing needs to happen is for you to shoot. Charles Swindoll says the worst thing that church people do is they shoot their wounded. Amen. People are already victims. They're already struggling with their sin. It's common to get mad when you can't get your way. And so now something bad. So we are victims. But the truth of the matter is that although I am a sinner and although I am a victim, the truth is that I need help. And I'm saying, help, 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 I'm a sinner. Help me, will somebody help me? Where do I go? Who can fix me? Who can deal with me? Who can live with me? I've let so many people down. I've hurt so many people. I'm disappointed even in myself. But help! Help! Can I at least find help at the church? Are you going to talk about me like the Pharisee did? I know I've got problems. I know I've got issues. I know I've got struggles. But the last thing I need is another bullet in me. Help! I'm a sinner. Who can help me?
Change, Lord, because I know then what you want for me is exactly what I need.